Our guest in the cafe is the president and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you had we had a meeting in Commerce not too long ago also, but another meeting in Greenville recently to talk about the highway development that's going to be taking place because the voters of Hunt County approved a bond issue in late 2016. And this thing is now starting to kind of take shape.
Yeah, starting to take off. Back in October, they cashed in about $60 million of this $24 million bond, and that went to help TxDOT, you know, do some of the things that they needed to do in order to get the projects ready. They've committed $194 million of projects. They currently are working on six projects.
And I guess you can run through those one by one, but let's just look at it this way. What would you say is the most major of those projects?
The most major of those projects is underway right now in Roy City at 2642, where the new Buc-ee's will be eventually. It's already underway.
Right, and that comes in right at the edge of Hunt County as you cross into Rockwall County.
Yes, right there, right where the school is. Roy City High School.
And 1570, which a lot of people are familiar with, that's a long-standing farm road, and of course ultimately leads out to L3 and so on.
Yes, and this actually 1570 will actually extend all the way to 380, which is where the Walton Development Group is planning their big development.
We talked about before on another visit. So 1570 would loop all the way around over to 380.
Yes.
Wow. And are these all four-lane highways, or some of them four-lane?
I-30 will eventually be six lanes all the way from Rockwall, from the lake, all the way to exit 101, which is the exit to go to Commerce, Texas A&M.
Hmm. What does this do for Hunt County, these projects?
Well, it promotes development, obviously, because if people can get around easily, it actually makes it easier to build subdivisions and developments and industrial parks and things like that.
So the county voters approved how much in funding?
$24 million.
And then this is being bolstered enormously by the state of Texas.
By TxDOT,
State
yes,
Highway
yes.
Department. And we're already seeing a great return on the investment.
Yes. $194 million committed and $41 million potential spending on that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Right now we're talking about these highway projects that voters approved, Hunt County voters approved, going on 2 years ago now, and starting to see some of the those projects begin and come to fruition. Commerce is included in this, but I understand there have been some changes in what's planned for Commerce.
Yeah, initially they were talking about a loop around Commerce, but I think they've nixed that idea at the moment. They've started talking more about the pass-through on 24, where the Tool Design Group recently had a redesign of the city, and they're looking more at the roundabout situation and how that might improve coming through Commerce, slow traffic down a little bit, and still see the beauty of the college as you pass through.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to a bypass where you miss the town almost completely.
Correct, all the businesses as well. Yeah,
I kind of like the latter idea better, but Tool Design was here last summer, and they did come up with a kind of a master plan for the City of Commerce. Are other counties doing something similar to this?
No, as a matter of fact, I think this is one of the first of its kind to do this. They're not. This $24 million bond is not to pay for highways. It's to pay for the infrastructure necessities before a project begins. So environmental studies, relocation of power lines, or maybe gas lines and things that need to be moved out of the way, or to acquire a right-of-way. As long as TxDOT is not hindered by that, they can do projects faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like this is a forward-looking plan. And about time.
It's about time.
For Hunt County and Greenville to have a forward-looking plan. When do we think all this might finally be?
I think these will be done within the next 2 to 5 years. As they work through all of them, obviously we're going to be burdened by traffic congestion as we go through these projects being done, the work zones and so forth.
But again, most of those are out away from the main city.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
However, we do have the one coming through Commerce, and then we also have the one that's going to be going from Greenville to Quinlan, which is a heavily traveled route.
Oh, you mentioned that before we turned on the mics. There is kind of a bypass being planned for Quinlan.
Quinlan, yeah, there'll be a bypass there, but it'll be a four lane all the way from Greenville. I-34 will be four lane all the way from Greenville to Quinlan.
What is Wesley Street and becomes Highway 34 would become four lanes all the way down to Quinlan.
Correct.
Wow,
yes.
that would be an improvement, wouldn't it?
Yes, and badly needed.
Badly, that has been needed for many, many years. Well, it's exciting, huh? It's exciting.
It's
for
an exciting time
for Greenville and Hunt County. You bet. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Byron Taylor is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.